You're with SBS Radio. U nastavku programa pričamo o tenisu. Najbolje rangirani teniser na svetu Novak Đoković i najbolje rangirana teniserka Simona Halep su, kao što se i očekivalo, proglašeni prvim nosiocima ovogodišnjeg Australian Opena. Prošlogodišnji šampion Roger Federer je treći nosilac na toj listi, Rafael Nadal drugi. Prošlogodišnja šampionka Karolina Wozniacki je treći nosilac, a Anđelika Kerber je drugi. Serena Williams ove godine je 16. nosilac, pošto je prošle godine pauzirala, a peti po rangu Juan Martin del Porto će propustiti ovogodišnji Australian Open zbog povrede kolena. Najbolji teniser Srbije i sveta Novak Đoković stigao je u Australiju početkom sedmice. Novak je osvojio već 6 titula na Australian Openu i, kako često ističe, veoma voli da igra u Melbourneu, gde ima i veliku podršku srpskih navijača. Svoju ljubav pokazao je još jednom tako što je na terenu tokom jednog od treninga napisao, odnosno preimenovao Melbourne u Melburnić. Novak Đoković se u velikom stilu nakon nešto težeg perioda vratio na vrh planetarnog tenisa, ali to ne znači da pred sebe nije postavio nove ciljeve. Naprotiv, Đoković sada nišani kalendarski Grand Slam i obaranje rekorda Rogera Federera u broju osvojenih titula na najvažnijim teniskim turnirima. Novak želi da osvoji kalendarski Grand Slam, dakle da osvoji sva 4 Grand Slam turnira u jednoj godini. Također razgovaramo i o rekordu koji drži Federer. Švajcarac trenutno ima 20 titula, Đoković 14. Moguće je sve to ostvariti, ali moramo naporno da radimo i da on bude zdrav, otkriva njegov dugogodišnji trener Marijan Vajda. Đoković je osvojio Roland Garros 2016. i time je bio šampion sva 4 Grand Slam turnira, ali na njima nije bio najbolji u istoj godini. To Đoković sada želi da ispravi. Otkako je u tim vratio Vajdu, Đoković je osvojio Wimbledon i US Open, a slavio je i na Mastersima, Cincinnatiju i Šangaju. Nismo očekivali takav uspeh. Kad sam ponovo počeo da radim sa Novakom, on nije bio u stanju da dobija važne mečeve. Znao sam da ćemo ponovo biti šampioni. Samo nisam znao kada će se to dogoditi, zaključio je Vajda, prenosi Radio Televizija Srbije. A sa ciljem da postane prvi igrač koji je osvojio 7 titula na Australian Openu, Đoković je rekao juče da Melbourne ima unikatnu ljubav prema tenisu. On je juče bio na Trgu Federacije, gde je prisustvovao događaju koji je upriličio njegov sponzor Seiko. Ovde je fantastično, ljudi obožavaju sport ovde, ali ovih nekoliko sedmica fokus je na tenisu. To je ostvarenje snova, rekao je Đoković tom prilikom.
You know, it's a dream come true for a tennis player, you know, to play in one of the biggest tennis events in the world. You know, people adore sports here, and they, you know, I can see a lot of people jogging around Botanical Gardens. That is one of my favorite places here in Melbourne, and you know, everybody recognizes you, you know, cheers you on, gives you good energy and wishes you good luck. And you know for me it's an absolute pleasure to be here, and I think because of the good feelings and because it's the beginning of the season as well, and you're pumped, you're motivated to do well, I think that's probably why I had so much success in the past.
Se na svoju karijeru i nastupe na Australian Openu, Đoković se prisetio 600-časovnog meča sa Rafaelom Nadalom 2012. u finalu Australian Opena. On kaže da je to bez sumnje najuzbudljiviji meč koji je ikad odigrao i kaže da će nastaviti da igre profesionalno tenis ne da bi se dokazivao sebi i publici, već zbog čiste ljubavi prema sportu. Ja sam postigao dosta, kaže Đoković, koji u karijeri ima 14 osvojenih slemova.
If I don't have any significant meaning to what I'm doing, I wouldn't be doing it. Especially at this stage of my life, my career, I've achieved enough to, you know, to say, well, it's enough, I don't need to do anything, I'm not obliged to do it because, you know, I have to make a living or whatever it is. I do it for the pure emotion of love and joy and passion towards this sport. And and as long as there's that flair in me, I will keep on going. And I've been saying that this is the very same thing for many years, but he's truly is like that. I try to remind myself how grateful I am and fortunate I am to really be playing at this level. And even though it might sound like a cliche to many people, because you know, once you're a top player, it's kind of a common or normal thing, well, to be out there and, you know, you're fighting to win and every single match and trophies, and people are expecting you to get far. But at the end of the day, you know, you are normal as anybody else, and you try to, you know, see things from a different perspective of being a humble, genuine human being that does what he loves to do and that has a blessing to be successful in.
Đoković, koji voli prirodu, također je otkrio jedno malo sujevjerje koje ima, da u botaničkoj bašti postoji jedno drvo smokve na koje se uvijek popne pred finale.
You know, what I do prior to winning a trophy is of more importance of, you know, to me. So as I mentioned, you know, botanical gardens, I love nature, I love to, you know, spend time daily, hopefully if I can. I have a friend there, a Brazilian fig tree that I like to climb and I like to connect with, so that's probably my favorite thing to do. Maybe it's not as fun as you would expect me to say, but I don't, you know, I'm not big into parties and stuff, so I like to keep it simple.
Najviše rangirani teniser na ATP listi Novak Đoković je juče na Trgu Federacije u Melbourneu odmerio snage na virtualnom nivou sa nekim od posetilaca i odigrao meč sa specijalno kreiranim avatarom samog sebe u prvoj na svijeti kreiranoj virtualnoj kompjuterskoj igri. Novak je također odvojio vrijeme da podeli nagrade Seiko satove pobjednicima turnira u igrici i deci koja su satove dobila kao nagrade odgovarajući na kviz pitanja o Novaku.
Do you guys also want to have a crack at winning a watch? What's your name?
Zach.
All right, Zach. What is Novak's son's name?
Stephen.
Stefan, but okay. it's an Aussie version, an Aussie accent. So you win a watch. Because you're so well kitted out, what's your name?
Jackson.
Okay, Jackson, you follow me. You get to come up on stage. Give a big round of applause for Jackson. So Jackson, very important question for you. How many languages do you speak?
One.
Fantastic. I'm going to give you a hint. Novak Djokovic speaks more languages than you do. How many languages does he speak?
Five.
He does speak five. How did you know that?
I don't know.
Fantastic. Big round of applause for Jackson.
Da, tako je Jackson osvojio nagradu Seiko Sat. A ako osvoji titulu ove godine u Melbourneu, Novak će postati lider u osvajanju titula na Australian Openu, pošto će u tom slučaju prestići Australijanca Roya Emersona i Rogera Federera. Federer, prošlogodišnji šampion, je izjavio pre nekoliko dana da smatra da je Djokovic favorit za osvajanje turnira. Imao je super dobrih nekoliko zadnjih mjeseci, na početku prošle godine se mučio, ali je našao način da se vrati i teško će ga neko pobediti, rekao je Federer novinarima u Melbourneu pre nekoliko dana.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.